Welcome to Brad Kyle's Brad's Motorworks podcast. We'll be talking about some things about BMW, some things of cars in general, and some things about car repair. I hope you find it educational, enlightening, and I hope it increases your understanding of your car. And maybe along the way we'll have some fun too. Thank you for listening, and here we go. Episode number 44, Wheel Bolt Torque. Critical, or who cares? I'll explain that sarcasm here in a little bit. So, what is torque? Well, it's a measurement of twisting force, okay? In this case, it's whatever is specified for the proper tightening of wheel bolts or nuts. This is what's holding on your wheels to the car. So, kind of an important subject matter to talk about. It's measured, at least in the U.S., it's measured in what's called pound feet. Okay, well, what does that mean? It's the means the amount of force required. Let's just say the torque was 1 pound-foot. Okay, it's the amount of force required to move a 1 pound object 1 foot. Okay, so obviously, you know, well, as a for instance, I'll just go ahead and say it. The torque spec for BMWs, depending upon which wheel bolts they have, is either 88 pound-feet or 103 pound-feet. Okay. Now, in the metric, it's typically measured in Newton meters, because Newton meaning weight and meters meaning distance. So, you know, you can do the math and transpose it, you know, and convert it to your heart's content. But that's basically what torque is. It's a measurement of twist. Now, maybe some of you people that are, you know, kind of motorheads or car people, you're thinking, oh, yeah, horsepower torque. Okay, I know what torque is. And in the world of engines, again, it's the twisting action that the engine is capable of producing. Another way would be it's the seat of the pants feeling of the acceleration the car is capable of producing. So the more torque that an engine can produce, you feel it as that, you know, push back in the seat acceleration type force. In the world of wheel bolt tightening, it's the twisting force that's applied to the bolt to tighten it properly. Okay, so again, well, geez, Brad, why are you doing a podcast on this? Well, it's become, it's quite an interesting what's going on out there, okay? Understand that specification, you know, in this case, like I say, BMWs are either 88 pound-feet or 103 pound-feet. That specification is going to vary, you know, completely from car to car, manufacturer to manufacturer, so on and so forth. The important thing is that the technician working on the car either looks it up and uses it or knows it off the top of their head, you know, they apply it, so on and so forth. It's very, very important that those wheels are torqued on properly. Okay, not just for the obvious. Nobody wants to have a wheel flying off a car, okay, or becoming loose to where the car becomes unstable. The sad part about it is that there's a lot more potentially nasty or costly things happening out there that because of the way the wheel bolts or nuts are tightened and tightened improperly, that it's causing problems, okay? Years ago, and we're talking about, you know, drum brakes and certainly disc brakes, or, you know, brakes that have rotors and calipers and things, but disc brakes. Years ago, like in the 80s and early 90s, the brake rotors themselves were quite heavy. They were thick. They were kind of almost like boat anchors, so to speak. They could be turned or machined. In other words, there was a lot of material there, and they were more capable of living with different stresses, in this case because of improper wheel bolt torque, to where it didn't affect the car, it didn't affect the braking, so on and so forth. Okay. As time marched on, and the engineers, of course, are looking at how can we reduce the total weight of the car, number one, okay, and number two, you have what's called sprung and unsprung weight. This is in regards to, it has to do with suspension and handling of the car. Anything that's hanging off the suspension, in this case, the wheels, the brake assemblies, the brake rotors, the drums, all that stuff that's hanging, that's part of the suspension, that's basically around the wheel area, that is what's called unsprung weight, okay? from a handling and suspension standpoint, handling and performance, anytime the engineers, when they're designing the car, can reduce unsprung weight, it increases the potential for, you know, better handling and performance of the car. Well, again, me working on BMWs exclusively, certainly BMW is concerned with, you know, and wants to have a car that handles well. So bottom line is over time, they started reducing the thickness and the weight of these brake rotors because they are somewhat heavy, okay? They're no longer, you can't really machine them anymore because if you took a brand new rotor off the shelf and machined it, you probably just cut away at like half of its useful life. So they're essentially what's called throwaway rotors, okay? But because they are thinner and lighter weight, it also means that anything that's not done properly, in this case, wheel bolt torque, can affect the wear or the ability of that part to do what it's supposed to do for the life of what it would normally have, okay? So in the case of improper wheel bolt torque, certainly with a BMW, I can talk about, but generally what happens out there is that, you know, we as technicians were brought up, we use our, you know, half-inch air impact guns. In today's world, they're more of, they're electric, they're cordless. But in any case, the guys and gals, technicians, are potentially, they have their air, their impact wrench or gun, they have the torque turned up all the way or very high. And they're literally, this is called an impact gun, okay, air gun or air impact gun, whether it be electric. Instead of applying a turning force or a torque evenly and, you know, slowly, it's literally, there's a hammering device in there where it literally is impacting. That's why you hear that if you go by a shop that's, and you hear that, you know, dot, 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 or the vroom, vroom, and then, and a dot, dot, okay, that's an impact gun that's in, being used, okay. They're great tools. They remove things very quickly, okay, unless something is seized or way too tight. But from a tightening standpoint, in this case specifically wheel bolts and wheel lug nuts, not a good idea to use that tool, okay? Even if you have it turned all the way down, because it's still impacting as it's tightening, you can typically get either too high of a torque value and or it's uneven because of just the way the tool works, okay? So probably around the mid-90s or so, the industry, the tool industry decided, well, you know, I mean, everything in car repair within reason is about speed, okay? Hopefully quality of work too, but in this case, in a few minutes, you'll begin to understand, you could question whether quality of work is really cared about. That's why the title is, you know, critical or who cares. It's about speed, and certainly in a typical tire shop, you know, tire, brake, front end, or for that matter, any shop really, speed, you know, some shops, speed is everything, okay, to where they even let quality go by the wayside, okay? So using an impact gun, yes, that does definitely speed up the process of loosening and or tightening the wheel bolts or nuts on a car, okay? So when they realized that as this downsizing was occurring with brake rotors and it was creating problems, the tool industry came up with what's called a torque stick, okay? The idea being is that it's basically an extension that it's rated for a certain amount of pound feet. You put it on the end of the impact gun, and it's, you know, rated for a certain pound foot torque, and it has a whatever size, you know, for the proper, you know, size tool, whether it be 3/4 inch or 7/8 or 1 inch or whatever, for whatever it is you're putting it on as far as the size of the lug bolt or lug nut. Okay, the idea being is that this torque stick, supposedly since it's rated for a certain torque, okay, if you chuck it on the end of this impact gun, you can run that impact gun at whatever you want and hammer away at that lug bolt or nut. And in theory, the torque stick will absorb whatever additional torque is applied to it through the impact gun, and that supposedly it will only apply the torque that it's rated to that lug bolt or lug nut. So you're still getting the advantage of using something that's fast as far as the impact gun, but supposedly you're getting, an accurate application of torque and tightening to the lug bolt or lug nut. Well, in my opinion and my experience, good luck with that. Okay. The problem is the application of that torque. It's not smooth, it's not even. It's like I say, it's an impact that's happening to that bolt. Okay. I personally do not use them. I do not use torque sticks. Personally, what I do when I'm working on cars is I will use my impact gun. I turn the torque all the way down and I just tighten the lug bolts to just hold the wheel on. And then I lower the car down to where the wheel just touches the ground. And I do a final torque with a hand operated manual. Properly set torque wrench. Okay, I do them by hand. It's the only accurate way of doing it. Okay, anything else, in my opinion, my professional opinion, after years of study and training and working on tens of thousands of cars in my life so far, it's the only proper right way of doing it. If someone says they want to argue that point, okay, fine. Are they willing to guarantee their brake work? Okay, because here's the downside to the whole thing, and this is what's happening with brake rotors, and this symptom will manifest itself in a couple different ways. But basically, what happens with improper wheel bolt torque, typically what happens is that it's either very uneven. Okay, in other words, let's say there's five lug bolts or lug nuts that hold that wheel onto the car. If they're using an impact gun, even with and especially without a torque a torque stick, and they have it set to a high torque value, and they do not hand torque for final torque, the first one they zip down will tighten that wheel onto the hub, quite a bit. And it will cock the wheel. Okay. The next one, if they're doing what's called a star pattern, okay, for tightening, the next one they tighten down, it will tighten down maybe the proper amount on that one, but it pulls because the other side was cocked. And we're talking about just thousandths of an inch here. This is not something that's obvious where it's cocked like a half an inch or something like that. We're talking about forces that are being applied, aggressively. And not evenly. Okay. So, what happens is by the time they're done, you're going to have varying wheel bolt torque between those lug bolts or lug nuts on even just that one wheel. Well, you got four wheels on the car. Okay. So, what happens because the brake rotors are lighter and thinner than what they used to be years ago, it puts a stress into the rotor. And so over time, whether it be several weeks, a month, 6 months, whatever, that rotor begins to wear to where it starts to wear funny, okay? Meaning it ends up having what's called disc thickness variation, okay? DTV, disc thickness variation, or thickness variation, okay? How that manifests itself on a car with BMWs, and I think probably most European cars, is the way that the customer notices something is wrong is between around 30 to 60 miles an hour when you're applying the brakes, the steering wheel will shake, okay, to some degree or another as you're applying the brakes. As soon as you let your foot off the brake pedal, the vibration goes away. Okay. On other cars, you may not get a steering wheel vibration, but you may get what's called a brake pedal pulsation. Okay, where the brake pedal is vibrating, okay, and you may only feel it in the pedal, you could feel it in the whole car or whatever. The insidious thing about this is that what's really terrible, and I lived through this, okay, I had to learn the hard way. I would do brake work on a customer's car and I would hand torque the wheels, and so the car would leave. And then a month later, 6 months later, maybe they were getting their free tire rotation at the tire store they bought their tires from. Maybe they were getting new tires on the car, whatever the case may be. And the guys would sit there and zip, zip, zip with the air gun. And they would obviously, the lug bolts weren't tightened properly. And time went by, and the car started developing one of the symptoms I just mentioned. And so the customer's thought was, "Is well, let's see now. It's happening when I get the brake, when I apply the brakes. Brad did the brakes, or whoever shop that did them. I'm going to go back to Brad." Okay, which is logical. Okay, to them, hey, he did the brake work. It's happening when the brakes are applied. It must be something he did. Okay. When this was initially happening, nobody kind of really knew that it had become so critical for proper wheel bolt torque or wheel nut torque. Okay, we had to kind of find out through the industry and reading trade magazine articles and so on and so forth that this was becoming way, 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 way more critical than it had been in the past. Okay, so number one, I wrote a disclaimer, partly for information when I would do a brake job, that if a car came back for brake pedal pulsation, the first thing I would do would be to check wheel bolt torque. Okay. And I may very well ask, well, since the last time I worked on this car, when I did your brakes, has this car been anyplace else where they may have had the wheels off, or did you get new tires, or did you get like a free rotation or something like that? And if they'd say yes, it'd be like, oh, okay, all right. And they kind of go like, well, so what's going to happen? Well, I'm going to take it on a road test, and I'm going to verify what you're complaining about. And the next thing I'm going to do is to check wheel bolt torque, okay? So it's checking it as received. If it's not the way I left it, if it's too high or uneven, the fix on this is going to be to probably replace the rotors, and it's not going to be at my cost, okay? Because I'm not the one that created that problem, okay? Now, initially, when this was all happening and we were all learning about it, I did eat rotors. Eat meaning I, you know, took it responsibility for it, and I was replacing rotors at my cost. But pretty quickly, I figured out what was happening. And again, through reading trade magazines and stuff, I realized, okay, well, this is happening because somebody else is not doing this work properly. The worst case I ever saw, and this was relatively recently, was a customer had been taking their car to the dealership because it was still under its prepaid maintenance agreement, and they had brakes done that the you know BMW paid for, and about a year later it started developing a vibration. Well, at that point, it was out of its prepaid maintenance agreement. Okay, so in other words, it was no longer under any warranty. Okay. So she takes it back to them because they did the brake work, and they're telling her, well, it needs new rotors. And she's going, well, wait a minute, you guys just did the brakes like a year ago. Well, they're, you know, okay, we see that, but it's not under warranty anymore. So if you want to fix this, you're going to have to pay for all new rotors. And she came to me and talked to me about it, and I said, well, and I told her basically what I just talked to you about, okay, as far as this is what's happening. I can't tell you if this particular case is what's happening on your car, but this is what's happening out there. You may want to talk to the, you know, service manager about it and see what happens, okay? So ultimately, she took the car back to them and had them, you know, replace the rotors, but she talked to them about how do you do wheel bolt torque on these cars, and they claimed that, oh, their guys are all properly trained and they do it, you know, by hand, blah, blah, blah. Okay. What I told her was, I said, look, go ahead and have them do the work if that's what you want to do, but bring it back to me and let me recheck the wheel bolt torque. Because obviously she, by this time, since she had been educated, she was concerned about it. So she has the work done. She brings it back to me. The spec is 88 foot-pounds. Okay. I started off with one wheel, 5 bolts. I stopped checking when I got to 160 pound feet. Okay? I just stopped checking. Why? Obviously, whatever they're doing is completely wrong. Okay? And they were basically building that problem back into the repair so it was going to happen again. So I tell her this, and she's just livid, which is understandable, okay? And I said, look, you need to probably call up the service manager, tell them what's happened, tell them that you'd like to be able to set up a time where you can sit down and talk with him about what's going to be done on this, okay? Now, again, this was checked right after they did the work, so there was no symptom yet, okay, because it was literally done within a week or less as far as me rechecking the wheel bolt torque. So she went in and talked to them about it and told them what happened, and she basically demanded her money back, okay, from the job that she paid for, because as far as she was concerned, how could she know or not know whether they're the ones that created this problem in the first place? And he had assured her that, oh, all our technicians are trained and they all know what they're doing. And then, but you know what it comes down to? You could have all the training in the world, but if you don't give a rip, okay, if you only make speed the most important thing, then you're going to do things wrong, because speed is all you care about. Okay. So it's really important that as a consumer, as a car owner, that wherever you take your car, and they're going to have the wheels off that car, that those wheels are hand torqued back on. Okay. And if you take your car away and if there's not a good trust there where you feel that what they're saying to you is what's really happening, have them checked by somebody else. Okay. I mean, I hate to say it, but this is what's happening out there. I mean, this was a dealership. I don't know who they had do the work. Maybe it was their first day. I have no idea. But the service manager had reassured her, oh, wait, we know what we're doing. No, 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 no. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Okay. So she even got BMW corporate involved. And I told her when she talked about that, about doing that, I said, understand that, you know, as much as BMW may want to hear about this, okay, it's not a corporate issue. It's a dealership issue. Okay. They only have so much say of what they can tell the dealership to do or not to do. Okay. Because yes, it's a franchise, but it is an independent business. It's a franchise, but it's a business. It's an independent business, and they're all independently owned and operated. So ultimately, yes, they gave her money back, and you know, she learned a lesson, or she learned some things. And this is probably what really generated the idea of me doing this particular podcast. You know, it's sad. I mean, something as simple and as important and as done, you know, hundreds of thousands of times, maybe even in a day across the nation in regards to technicians tightening wheels on cars, it's still an issue. So this is why I felt compelled to do this podcast. And it's sad. I wish I didn't have to do it. Okay. I mean, this is a simple, straightforward, do it right or don't do it. You know, do it right, or maybe you shouldn't be working on cars. Do it right because it's the customer's car and bad things can happen. So speed is not important. Quality is. And, you know, the funny part is that if you get good at it and you do quality work, you can still do it relatively quickly. Okay. And the thing is that you're not going to have a car coming back where now you're fixing it for free. And this is assuming that a wheel doesn't come off or whatever the case may be. So important stuff. Anyway, I hope you found this informative. You know, it's just a matter of doing the job right. That's all there is to it. So hope you found it informative. I appreciate your time. I hope you learned a couple things to ask and things to look for in the process of getting your car fixed. If you ever feel like, you know, you're not being attended to, certainly, you know, try to talk with the service manager or the owner, or maybe it's time to potentially investigate and maybe find another shop, okay, that is more customer-oriented and cares about what they do and the quality of work they do. So if you want to get a hold of me via email, bkpodcast5@gmail.com. Again, I'm on LinkedIn. And, you know, by all means, if you got this through iTunes or Spotify or podbean.com, appreciate any comments or anything you might have or reviews. And if you have an idea for a, you know, future subject title podcast, by all means, let me know. If I don't know something about it or I've got limited knowledge, I will certainly do some research and, you know, put together a future podcast and probably even give you credit for it. So give you a shout out of, hey, you know, so-and-so came up with this idea. So appreciate your time. Thank you again for listening. I hope you have a great day and a fantastic evening.
Thank you for listening to this episode. It's been an honor and a privilege to spend time with you. I hope you found this of value. Please share it with family and friends. Above all else, with all you're getting, get understanding. May God bless you and keep you, and thank you again.